room with DJ Waffle, send your music to him. Once he listen, then he gon' review him, tell you if it's hot or not. But if it's trash, then it's back to the drawing board. But if it's fire, then it's encore. Let him know you want more. Monday, Wednesday, we taking off Concord. Talk of the town, he got his ears to the streets. Always on his grind, playing fire of the week. So call in or comment, let him know your feedback. Hate it or you love it though, let him know at least that. Call me on the horn, we could volley, we could bill. Nothing like them other shows, we tell you the real. Waffles.
Y'all already know what it is. Your boy DJ Waffles on the check-in. Listen, the Padded Room Reviews is live once again. I know y'all been waiting for me, man. It's been in high demand that I give y'all another episode. So why wouldn't I do that today, man? I hope y'all enjoying yourself, man. I know y'all miss me. It's going to be fine. Your boy DJ Waffles is definitely here on the check-in. I know everybody's missing my voice. They're like, oh my God, when is he going to come back? When is he going to drop something new? Listen, I got two dope records for y'all today. Y'all know how we do on the Padded Room Reviews. I actually take two records and I drop two records from y'all. Sometimes I might get a little nice and want to give y'all a little bit extra, but y'all know we sticking to the format. I'm gonna give y'all two dope records. I'm gonna give y'all my review. If y'all want to get on here, the only thing y'all have to do is hit patternreviews@gmail.com. y'all can send y'all stuff there. If y'all want to keep up with the show, go to www.imdjwaffles.com so y'all can actually keep up and hear what I've been doing lately with the podcast. So listen, man, today I'm going to talk about two dope artists, man. Y'all know I'm going left and I'm going right. Left is going to be B.O.B. with this new song called Boom off of his new album. And it's called Upside Down, which is dumb crazy. And y'all need to check it out. I'm sure that y'all probably going to try to play the podcast back over and over and over again because the record is just so good, man. And then we got Tekashi 6ix9ine. Y'all all been hearing about him. We're going to talk a little bit about him when we get into his record because I know y'all probably be like, Waffles, why? It's not a DJ Academic thing, it's a DJ Waffles thing, and I really want y'all to hear the record. And then y'all could hit the clap button and clap a little bit, or if y'all don't like it, y'all don't have to, but I'm sure that y'all gonna understand the point of why I chose this record today. So listen, man, we're gonna get into B.O.B. Y'all know everything that he's done. Y'all know the Underground Luxury. Y'all know about Bobby Ray. Y'all know about the label that he had, Mojana label. Y'all heard about the album Strange Clouds. We had B.O.B. versus Bobby Ray. You know, he worked with Akul as the face of the brand. You know, he had so many dope hits. And now he actually took the time to give us some music. So, and it's called Upside Down. Shout out to B Rich and them over at Hustle Gang. But I really think that this record is the intro record, and I really think that this record is really good, and I wanted to bring it to y'all first. So make sure y'all check this out, and I'll be right back on the Padded Room Reviews. It's your boy DJ Waffles on the check.
Shit up, what you got to say? No, I ain't came to talk, I ain't came to play. I'm here to fuck shit up. I'm here to fuck shit up. You ain't even scratched the crust. Please do not touch the tucks.
Don't touch the tucks.
I can't concentrate, I'm stuck. Ain't tryna debate, this not MMA. You play with my plate, you bait. I fought off your bait like paper mache. I gotta feng shui the place. They can't imitate the great. I do not take the bait. I mean what I say in 25 seconds, they mess it with self-destruct.
Fuck shit up.
No, I ain't come to talk, I ain't come to play. Can't fuck shit up, what you gotta say? No, I ain't came to talk, I ain't came to play. I'm here to fuck shit up.
I'm here to fuck shit up.
Look, third eye is functioning, I'm in a functional. I might go gorillas, go web like a jungle gym. Too much of cannabis, too much of funguses. I get monstrous with my mantras, bitch. I like extra condiments on my consonants. Ain't no theories over here, bitch, just common sense. In real life, you win in that gangsters just wanna pick. G Willa, cause G, my golly, who die offend? Synonymous with these psychotic psychiatrists. The villain within, or depending on who, the victim within. If you got a point that you really do need to defend, vent to a friend. Baddest motherfucker walking since woman invented men. I'm in it to win, I'm knee deep. She down in my shins, feeling my print. Shit, I feel like I'm Prince. You happen to use my name in the sin and shit. Future tense. Don't know if it's clear to you what it appears that I'm here to do. Shit, I paid my nigga dues. I transformed you niggas' views. I'm fucking shit up. Lip views. No, fuck you with your 10 views, play. Bitch.
Came to fuck shit up.
Pray that.
No, I ain't came to talk. I ain't came to play. I'm here to fuck shit up.
So there y'all have it, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all just heard Boom. I'm telling you, I think it's a hot record, and it's a good intro record because it's only like 2 minutes and 4 seconds. And I think that B.O.B. is gonna give you a lot of bars on this album. Y'all just gotta check it out. It's called Upside Down. I promise you, it's going to be dope. He got his track listing is like Boom, Creme de la Creme. Is it War, Digi World, Food Fight? What do you got? Bobby Verse, he got Woman on there. He got a lot of dope records on there. So I just advise y'all to check it out. I think that I'm gonna put one of his songs on my next mixtape, which is coming out, Bars Over Bullshit. So shout out to everybody else that supported the album, the mixtape that I just dropped recently. If y'all want to check that out, y'all make sure y'all go to www.imdjwaffles.com and y'all can hit the tab, y'all can hit the link, y'all can download it. And I think my next one is going to be Bars Over Bullshit, and I'm going to have to add this Boom record because I really like it. And I think that you guys, as the avid listeners of music and the avid listeners of DJ Waffles, y'all probably going to check it out and going to be like, all right, bro, he makes sense. Because if it's trash, it's probably not going to be on here. But we still have a Tekashi record. So we're going to talk about that. But y'all know, man, shout out to B.O.B. for this Upside Downs. Y'all know, I just want y'all to tell me how y'all feel about this. Y'all can just call in, tell me about the Upside Downs compared to B.O.B. Versus Bobby Ray, Strange Clouds, Underground Luxury, The Adventures of Bobby Ray. Just tell me what y'all think the difference is. I know he has grown and he has changed, but you know, in the bars of this new album, he's addressing stuff. Y'all know he said there ain't no theories, it's all common sense. So you know that he had, you know, a little situation with the flat earth belief type of situation. You know, he was going through that with Neil Tyson, and then, you know, they went back and forth over Twitter, and then they was betting about if the world is round or if it's flat. You know what I'm saying? So they talked about that, and then, you know, Bobby was trying to get donations to launch his own satellites to verify the shape of the earth. But shortly after seeking the original $200,000, B.O.B. upped his request to $1 million to cover the cost of many test-seeking drones. But, you know, I don't think that he really made the money when he actually tried to put out the GoFundMe. But that's between me and you. Y'all my listeners, y'all know how that thing goes. You know, because that's between me and you. You know, shout out to Bobby Ray. But definitely, man, I'm going to give y'all this next record, man. This next record is going to come by Tekashi 6ix9ine. Y'all know that he's been in the tabloids going crazy. You know, the Serranos, they want problems with him. You know, he had the airport fight, you know, Spanky Loco, you know, the sexual misconduct, you know, getting kicked off of stages, checking in with Crips. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on with Tekashi 6ix9ine. I was just checking out TMZ yesterday. He got into a situation in New York City. He was actually trying to shoot a video. They actually tried to shut it down. It was going super crazy in the city of New York, Crown Heights. That's where I was actually born at. So, you know, it's a lot of stuff actually going on around Tekashi 6ix9ine. He's been beefing with Slim Block 400 from Cali. There's a lot of stuff going on, but I don't really care too much about that because, like, that's the negative. But the positive is that he actually dropped the album. He's doing pretty good in sales. People are still going crazy. There's a lot of bittersweet situations. Some people bitter, some people sweet. He got his fans. They keeping him in the street. Oh, that kind of rhymed. All right, well, whatever. But listen, man, I'm gonna drop this record on y'all, and I actually picked this record because it has some features. It has some features on there, and the features are kind of interesting, and I'm sure that y'all probably would understand them. And it goes by the name of Rondo, and it's actually featuring Tory Lanez and Young Thug. Y'all know Rondo's actually NBA player. You know, where's number 9? So who knows? 6ix9ine. Yeah, it might make sense. I don't know. If y'all figure it out, just hit Tekashi 6ix9ine up on social media and y'all can get the answer from me why he named it Rondo. But we're gonna actually listen to the record. Enough with the short talk, long talk. Here we go, man. Rondo featuring Tory Lanez and Young Thug. We'll be right back. 8.
in my dance in the VA. She friend on me, I throw bands at the VA. All up in my pants and I'm rich, yeah. All up on the couch dancing on shit, yeah. Pay me in advance, I'll bring. Tell her mama do the dance on the dick. Shoot her with me, got his hand on the screen. We throw hands in the bitch, no.
I guess the last thing that you will remember is Skull Gang. Anyway, man, it's your boy DJ Waffles back on the check it, man. Listen, tell me what y'all actually think about that record, man. I think he raps like really, really rough. It's like you kind of screaming at me, like, sir, bring it down just a notch. But I get it. This is what they doing. This is how they get their point across. Okay, cool. I think Tory Lanez killed it on the hook. That was dope. We ain't throwing hands. We throwing bang. All right. Okay, cool. I get the gangster part about that. But then I was just like, when Thug said, my diamonds 12 different colors like a sissy. Okay. So now, if you think about it, Tekashi kind of got his hair like all those colors. So I was just like, it was just kind of weird. I was just trying to put two and two together. Maybe like, how does it make sense? But then that was kind of shot at other people. But who am I to say? Who am I to say? But you know, I think it's a alright record. I just think that the hook would buy me, if anything. The hook would probably drive me to listen to the record a little bit more, because the screaming, like, I get it. That's his style, so you can't knock him for his style. But Thug actually put a little taste on it, a little Atlanta flavor on it. Then you got the harmonies by, you know, Rondo with the Rondo, I apologize. With Tory Lanez. So I think 1 through 10, I would probably say it's like maybe like a 7.5. I think that it'll definitely go in the club. I definitely think that they'll play it. New York, wherever they'll play it. And I think that his fans are going to go crazy about it too, because it's like you just worked in a way to get Thug's fans, Tory Lanez fans. So it kind of works. So if y'all like that record, y'all hit the clap button. I need to see the claps if y'all rocking with this record. If y'all didn't rock with the record, then make sure you call into the station. Let me know how you felt about it. Other than that, listen, man, two words, I'm gone, I'm out of here. Make sure y'all check in. Monday and Wednesday, I'll be dropping the next one for y'all shortly. I'll be coming up with a new one for y'all, because there's so much music coming out. Shout out to Diddy also. Diddy was actually saying this on social media, saying that there's a lot of music out of here, there's a lot of rappers, but we looking for the special things. We need the special artists. Come out with this special music that makes you different, like the next LeBron James of the rap game. We need that person to actually come out. But listen, man, make sure y'all go to www.imdjwaffles.com. Make sure y'all download the mixtape. Y'all can follow me on social media @DJ_Waffles. I'll be in South by Southwest. So if y'all gonna be in South by Southwest, make sure y'all check up on me. I'll be in the city from the 15th. To the 18th, y'all. Make sure y'all check out the new music that I'm putting out. That mixtape is crazy. Make sure y'all go to Live Mixtapes, Dat Piff, Audio Mac. It's all out there for you guys to get it. So listen, man, I'm going. Make sure y'all have a blessed week, blessed day, and I'll holla at y'all. Hey, bow.